And we're back here on the Blue Noise. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Just got it in under the 5 minute mark of the hour. Yes, you're hearing it right. The beautiful Blue Noise machine is moving all the way into the 3 o'clock hour as Julian squeaks the chair, ruining my beautiful talk bed.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I don't care. Everything in here makes noise. Everybody can hear the AC as we talk. And if a truck comes by, which they do sometimes, if you have a weekday slot, you can always hear the trucks. It's frankly kind of ridiculous. But, you know, all the better to learn how to do an acceptable talk bed. Under us right now, John Carroll Kirby with The Quest of Chico Hamilton. I'm very curious what he means by that. Chico Hamilton, jazz drummer, and pioneer of strange groupings of jazz instruments together. Tyler, the Creator, posted a photo on Instagram recently with "This is the caption," and I had to look it up. I assumed it was a Chico Hamilton record, because what great 50s LP doesn't have a name like The Quest of Chico Hamilton? But no, it's this random song by the Stone's Throw recording artist and session musician, Mr. Kirby. So I don't know what that means, and I'm very curious if someone wants to explain to me what it means. Illuminate me, yeah, not elucidate. Yeah, no, it's illuminate, not elucidate. Thank you.
No, it ain't illuminate either. But you know what it is? It's Chico went on a quest. He went to find his fate. That's all it's about. Simple.
Vibes. First up, we heard First Release by Karate. Just saw them last week, Thursday night, kicking off the Nice Fest in Davis Square. The great Alston band of the 90s is back once again, and man, do they sound good. They just sound so tight, and the singer is absolutely unchanged from how he sounded on record. That was from Some Boots, which came out in 2002. And here we are 21 years later, and he sounded so good playing that song, First Release. I just had to play it for you guys, even though I had to get rid of a few of the 7 dirty words. Then we heard Timber by Lilies from their split with Ad Astra. Little Things by Big Thief, who are just looking sillier and sillier on stage. If you don't believe me, look them up. But God, I wish I had seen them this year. I was home during Pitchfork, but alas, the tickets were going up and up and up in price. And the ones I was looking for on StubHub could have easily been fake. So, you know, maybe for the best, maybe for the worst, who knows.
Sutone.
Well, we're going to get back to the sonorous tones of Kirby for his last 20 or so seconds, and then into one of my favorites.
Hit it, Kirby.
Sounds of love cannot disturb her in her Papa told me, son, you better watch your step, or you'll have to marry Molly, just as sure as you can bet. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rocking and rolling, and hear your mama call. Kiss me, make me ting-a-ling-a-ling. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and rollin'. Can't hear your mama call. Wow, golly, wow, you sure have a ball. What, golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and rollin'. Can't hear your mama call.
Back here on the Blue Noise, this is WMFO Medford, rocking with you into the 3 o'clock hour, listening to Rose Darling, one of my favorite Steely Dan tracks, and one of their only love songs. But in classic fashion, the vehicle of love in the song, the way they know its time is right, is that the spores on the wind. So, pretty disgusting.
Spores on the wind.
And under us right now, The Warps, Shades of Blue. I've never heard the song in my life. Reissued on Numero. Anyway, after Rose Darling, we heard The People and Me by The Music Machine, who were the ones that did Talk Talk, classic tune there. And then Good Golly Miss Molly, done by The Sonics, and the irreplaceable Iggy Pop screaming, I Want to Be Your Dog, backed by Sleigh Bells and a percussive one note on the piano done by John Cale, who I think produced the record, Motor City Power. We'll keep rocking with you here into the latter half of the 3 o'clock hour, and then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Got someone else coming in at 4 to play their own tunes, so, you know, we have a deadline of that, but we'll keep rocking in the free world for a few more minutes. Love you.
The night from black to blue, I knew that shortly I'd no longer be with you, and you'd be gone from me forever that I knew. And then my lonely world would turn a thousand shades of
snow's turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Life difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how it slipped away from me.
trumpet player wrote us, makes a sound like a lotus. Tremendous harmonica player whose name now escapes me.
What's his name? What's his name? What's his name?
A blue band.
What kind of band?
A blue band.
What kind of band?
And the singer, she's a ringer. Her name is Belle.
Pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antone. Neo. I picked up the newlyweds and asked them where they wanted to go. They said, "We don't care, we don't know anywhere, just go." Ever since I'd gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. They'd had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road and just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, "You got any advice for us, old man?" Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. I said, "When you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell. But when you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. The rich, the poor, the sick and the well, the straights and the gays, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. The salt in the soil." After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. My words had gone over, well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice, or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. I just think it's good, as you probably can tell. When two atoms from the Big Bang get back together with the old gang, I drop them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone, I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
Thank you.
Hi folks, it's time for another PSA. This one's a long one, strap in. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's lock screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And in community radio worlds, you know, we're giving these tips, but, you know, don't do crime if you can help it.
And don't cooperate with the cops if it's legally possible not to. This is your angel and devil speaking from either shoulder.
Over the sonorous tones of Sonny Rollins from his seminal 50s LP, These Are Such Things. Excuse me, from his seminal 50s LP, Work Time, this is There Are Such Things. Anyway, we heard Chosen to Deserve by the band Wednesday from their recent record, Rat Saw God. Some weird version of... Souvenirs by Mr. John Prine. And also A Blue Blue Band by Cass McCombs. And Pigeons by Bill Callahan from his most recent record. Actually, both of their most recent records, Heart Mind and Gold Record, respectively. As I said, gonna jam out to this jazz tune for the moment. And we'll come back to you with maybe a song or two more before we hit the road like Ray Charles. I hope he wasn't driving. Thank you.
tell me how long must I keep wanting things, needing things when I have so much? There are many girls who have much less than me. Day by day they make their way, in life than I can see. Tell me, when will I learn to resist wanting things, touching things that say do not touch? People that I meet seem to think I am strong. See inside of me, so they don't know I'm weak and often wrong. Tell me, why must I keep wanting things, needing things that just can't be?
And we're here on the Blue Noise. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We're going to sign off here. Just heard Astru Gilberto, RIP, with Wanting Things. And under us, Doug Rainey with Lean Years. Thanks for sticking with us for one of my longest shows in a while. Maybe my longest ever appreciate your listening, and thankfully we had a special guest to enlighten us with another PSA.
It's been a pleasure.
Sounds like Duke Silver over here.
Oh, hell yeah.
We wish you the best rest of your Sunday and a great start to your week.
Take care. Keep clean.
Like Al Jardine. In all seriousness, peace be with you. Might be back next week on my birthday. But after that, it'll be crickets for quite a while until the end of August. So it remains to be seen, but you know, maybe you'll hear from me in 1 week's time. Have a nice one.
Thank you.